Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more back to thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There's so much hatred, war and poverty. Oh, wake up, all the teachers, time to teach a new way. Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say. They're the ones who's coming up, and the world.
Good evening. Wake up, everybody out there. You're on the air with Waking Up with Linda McShann. And it is Find It Friday. So, did you find out more about yourself this Friday than you knew last Friday? Did you find out more about others this Friday than you knew last Friday? And did you notice anything happening in your neighborhood regarding domestic violence? You know, if you hear it, please report it, okay? Give to that person, give them a signal, give them a code. Let them know that you hear what's going on and you're going to be by their side and help as much as you can. You know, Waking Up with Linda McShann is about sharing and caring, and we do this cheerfulness over here. We are about education, we stretch unification, and the importance of collaboration, that since this occurrence, we call it connection because we're definitely connected. We're less confined. We're still a little bit confused. And we are really trying to keep from going crazy. And the way we do that is to stay connected with each other. So on Find It Friday, we're wrapping up the week. Last night, we had a life coach come on, Professor Karen Berg, and her company is called Life Design. And she kind of shared some stuff. You know, she talked about how her life was moving like a hamster in a cage. And if we feel that way, reach out and seek out. But she made one point. She said that a life coach is not a therapist. They won't fix it for you, but they'll help you get to the point where you need to make the change. So let's look into that. She'll be having workshops. I'll be posting it out there. It's something great to look into. And my friend Edwina from Texas, from Houston, she sent me a quote from Confucius, and she wanted me to share it with all you young adults and old adults and everybody. And it says, no matter how busy you are, you must find time to read or surrender yourself to self-chosen ignorance. Now, you know, we here at Waking Up with Linda McShann, we don't really use that word. We don't deal with ignorance. So we're going to find some time to read. I don't care if it's nothing but a line. So before we get going and bring AG in, and before she comes in, you know, last week was her birthday, and she's probably still celebrating it. So I'm going to put that disclaimer out there again. You know she loves you. She has a big heart. But I am not responsible for what she's going to let come out. So I'm putting my disclaimer out there now. But before we get going, let me just give you a little bit of this. Yes, we're all connected on this love train. Stay on board. If you don't have a ticket, ask a friend to buy you one, because we're all about love here. And we have A.G. on the line with a big heart and lots of love. Good evening, A.G. How are you?
Hey, 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 everybody. How you doing?
We're fine.
I hope everybody having a wonderful and festive, all this good weather we've been having, and thinking positive things as you step out there, and not too much on the wild side, but on the wise side. You know, you step out with the conscientious of your neighbors, of yourself, of your loved ones. And so I was thinking, you know, as you know, when you think about things, you can't help actually but think about what's going on in your current life. It's because it's affecting everybody. It affects you individually. Some people out there, you know, you're at your wit's end. You have no more ideas. What else can I do? Keep myself busy. Knitting is not my thing because my fingers are all thumbs. I can't do dancing because my feet are all left feet. I can't, but you can. You can. And you will. Every movement, any movement is a dance, whether you're sitting or standing. So you can dance, but you can't. Stop telling yourself you can't. Anything you say that you can't do that is positive, turn it into a positive reality. The things that you don't want to do, shouldn't do, tell yourself you can't do those things. So you can't do outlandish, silly, unloving things. You can't go out and hurt and harm anyone, no matter the age. You can't disappoint yourself or anyone else no more. You know, you tell yourself can't and no's to things. That's not going to get you to the next step of value in your life, or value of someone else who's looking up to you for that guidance or that idea. You know, if we all try to pitch in and tap into our positive side, we'd be surprised at what it is that we can come out to, and just have positive group conversations. You know, if you can't do a group, you know, one by one, you know, call your friends and just stir up. Hey, what you doing? What I'm doing? What you doing? What you ain't doing? What you doing? What you should be doing? What shouldn't be doing? You know, and don't be hard on yourself. You know, just laugh it up, because you know some of the things can be funny too. You know, we have to laugh. Because some stuff is kind of silly. You know, there's a lot of silly going on, if you know what I mean. Some people are just skydiving, just going out in the mountains, just jumping, you know, thinking, hey, just do it. Be free. You know, hey, if you don't know which way the wind is blowing, and it's been pretty doggone windy, you're flying like a kite. You just might hit something that's solid on the ground. So just, you know, because that's out of control when your wind is blowing. So check the air, which way it's going, you know, before you start acting like a human kite and doing some of those things out there like that. And slow down. You know, I was in traffic today. Let me tell you, for Goosey Lucy's and all the Toosies, do not, you know, what's your hurry? What is your hurry? There's some terrible accidents out there going on. Please, let's slow down. Just slow down. If a loved one is hurt and they need emergency, 911, let them rush through. That's why everybody pulls to the side, let them through and get where they got to go, to get to your loved ones and let them get safe. You know, if somebody needs some money and you can't cash app it to them, you got to take it to them. Hey, well, they got to do, can't do nothing but wait. So what are you going to do? Rush it over there. You know, somebody hungry. If you can't Groupon it over there to them, have somebody drop it off for you, and you want to do it, you know, fine. But, you know, take your time. They're not starving. They're just a little hungry. If they're thirsty, you're bringing them water. They're going to be thirsty until they get it. Guess what? You know why we get dry mouth? It's because sometimes we're thirsty. But guess what else? Until you get some, wet your whistle on your whistle, your mouth has the capabilities of what they call saliva. See, they make that watery like saliva so you can swallow that down to nourish your thirst until you get some. So you know, come on now. Just slow down. There's things that you can do other than rush. Because, you know, hurrying and rushing, and then you end up not being able to get there on time. They still not going to get their food or their water or what you're bringing them. You're going to be in the hospital holding on to your life, you know, or you might hurt somebody else along the way as well. So just slow down. We got animals looking for food and water. We don't want to be hitting them. You know, they the homeless animals, even though I have to say thank you to everyone who's adopted or taken in an animal, because I don't see as many on the streets, and that's really great, because it's a good time to have an animal, because they love the love, and they do nothing but think of you. You know, and that's great, right? You know, right now you need somebody to snuggle up with and laugh and play with and lick your toes every now and then and say, hey, I'm down here and I love you too. You know, especially some of us feet that need to get to, you know, the old shopperoo and get some shopping on it done. There are some prices that's going up, you know. It's sad, but, you know, hey, we're going to start a fund. That's what you do. Put a jar for everything you need, gas for your car, Clorox for your floors, you know, cleaning supplies. Don't go gorging them now. You know, just they're still making them, people. They're still going to make sure we have them, because they know we got to wipe down everything. So, you know, just little bottles and start putting this much for my cleaning supplies, this much for my gas to go get it, this much, that much, this much, that much. And guess what? Then I found out there's a way you can budget. So then you'll see which biggie bank you don't put the most in. Ah, maybe you got to slap that up and put it in your survival kit. Everybody out there that don't have an emergency kit, find one. Put it in your car. Put it in your house. You need one everywhere you're going to be, because you never know when you get a cut, a stub. I had a couple of blisters today. I was so glad I was able to get rid of them before I had to walk around with them all day thinking about them until I can get home. So, you know, emergency kits are really good. Emergency, you know, have water with you at all times if you can. If you can't think of what kind of emergency techniques that you need to do, don't forget your fire drills. Don't forget to, if you have animals in your home or in your car, put some type of sign up so people out looking out to help you, they know that there's animals and they can try to rescue them if you, you know, are in there or not there and the animal's there. To help your loved ones that are on 4, 3, 2 legs, how many legs? Mine is on 3. They can go in there and help those little ones there. Definitely make sure somebody's aware that you have children, so that anything happens, they can come out and help you, because you only have 2 arms with getting everyone to safety. Should something happen, gas leaks, you know, check your for gas leaks in your home. If you don't have the meters in there, to check for any of the silent troubles, talk to your landlord if you have one, or managers if you don't. You have you your own manager. You know, hey, go to Home Depot. They're not that expensive and they're easy to install. Let's just all try to put our minds together for life. Let's go team life. You know what I'm saying? Let's live a little.
I hate to cut
other.
You off, but you brought up a point, and I need to mention that, because in a lot of areas, stating the being prepared, like we had power outages over here, and they'll blink and then they go out. That's something you have to be ready for, having the flashlights, because if there's a power outage, you cannot light candles or anything. And I just brought it up just in case we have another catastrophe over here and we disappear. To the listeners out there, we'll be back when they come back up, but you never know when they're going to blink. So I'm glad you mentioned that, because I wanted to mention that to the listeners when I came on. We've been having down power lines, and sometimes if the entire grid goes out. So thank you for that. I just wanted to put it out there while we were talking about emergency planning.
Okay, and also, Linda, you know, there's gas leaks. You know, if you have appliances, sometimes those things don't stay, and it takes a while before you realize it. Hey, it's nothing wrong. Call your gas company, have them check them. You know, every now and then, you know, at least once or twice a year, you should have the gas company come out and check your gas. They can also run and see if you have any of those other silent gases that can harm you, your children, or your loved ones. Just right now, you know, while you're getting your homes all together and straightened out, those are things too you want to keep an eye on. Yes, flashlights. As a matter of fact, I do have a little one, but I do have it on my list to get a one that can give me more power, because I prefer those as well, because when you're fumbling around in the dark, and my dog is black, So that wouldn't be cool to step on my little happy. And he's looking at me like, you know that's right, Mama. So, yeah, flashlight, you know.
Say amen.
Or, hey, if you have dark pets, you know what I'm saying? I get them a collar that bling bling. You know what I'm saying? Just glow in the dark or something so you can at least know where they are at all times. You really, you know, you don't think of, you know, what it is, Linda, is that it's like right now, everybody's so pandemic, so COVID-19. You got your mind all wrapped around this thing. Oh, not to mention, you know, newsflash, we got a little buggy bug that's looking like a wasp. It's, you
oh
know,
yeah, I saw that.
Hurting people,
yeah,
you know, hurting people's too. You know, so you know if you see something, you know, swing at it. Don't run. I had a nephew the other day. He was cleaning the carpet over a friend of mine's house, and it was funny. Just because it buzzes don't mean it stings. And it was a big old black, oh, it's a bumblebee, took over. And it, you know what? It was a comedy, you know, because the bug is like, oh, you want to run? And yes, it followed him until it came over to me. And you said, I mean, this brother's thick. You know, he's a tall, thick. You know, I was like, and he had flip flops on. So you can imagine flip flop running versus sneakers running. So I was just a tickle pink. And then the bug came over on next to me, and I said, are you running from this bug? This is not a bumblebee. It's over here laughing at you, making me laugh at you too.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, and it acted funny. He ran into somebody's garage. They didn't even know him. You know, he's like, hey, it's okay. I said, yeah, the bug done found somebody else to play with. You good? So you know, pay attention to insects. Insects are coming in now. We have the termites that are real high right about now. So check your places for termites. Ants are just year round. They're looking for something to do. So they're in and out, you know. So you see them, you know how to get them out. They go away. It's just the regular thing. Now, if you got roaches, there's a reason. Roaches have a reason. I don't live with them. And if you have animals can help you, you know, catch them and get them because that's what they do is hunt and run after little things that run. But and if this is a good time to get rid of them. Them little 6, 7, 8-legged things that ain't paying no bills but leaving a bunch of junk in your trunk in your house and you got babies, you know, keep them safe. Just keep the baby safe. And those of you, again, I reach out to you that are, you know, having a rough time with the loved ones. Reach out. Reach out. Don't be afraid. Reach out. There's so many they got so many places to help you get emergency housing and help for you and the kids. It's just a really amazing, actually, on some standpoints of this of what we're going through, of some things, people coming about, bringing about, and continuing to find ways to help and donate and do all kind of things. And yes, you are included in that. Those of you who feel that you're worthless. And is not deserving of help, support, or love. You are important. You are valuable. And this room. If you're here and you made it to the earth, there's room on this earth for you to be happy. That's the purpose. You were put here. So if you're losing your way, losing your purpose, lost your dreams. Let's get a couple of dreams of ABCs to help you find your way. We're going to pick up with O, eyes, and see things as they really are. That is so important right now. That is like one of my alphabets that is like so important right now to me. It's so true because we tend to things we don't want to see, we close our eyes. Things we don't want to hear, we close our ears. Things we don't want to give any attention to that needs attention. It's just you gotta see it, and know that this is really what it is. You know, it may be shocking to you. Okay, wait, this person was my friend. What happened?
Mm-hmm.
Well, slow down before you react on that question in your head. Maybe. You've outgrown each other. Maybe it's a blessing in disguise. still found somebody else to give all that crap they were giving you. Maybe he really wasn't your friend at all. Mm-hmm. Maybe for me to realize that it's okay for me to get love, okay for me to be happy, okay for me to reach out, you know, and I don't have to be the butt of everybody's jokes. I don't have to be the one to take the lower seat. You can have the front seat. You can be in the VIP section. You can be the co-pilot to the pilot or the pilot. You see, you can be the leader. You don't always have to be the follower. If you're comfortable as being the follower, that's fine. That's okay. There's some really good places to be in that second seat. It really is. Because when you co-pilot, a co-pilot is just as important as a pilot because you put those minds together. And trust and believe, if there was no value or no importance for a co-pilot, it would not exist. So, yes, you can be that second driver. You don't have to be the first. But just know where your real place is right now. Reality right now is real. It's very real. Wearing masks, keeping your distances, going to the market, you're going to anything out there with other folks. They're telling you you have a choice. Come on. People are still dying. Is it really a choice? Is it? Think to yourself. When you leave that mask at home or in your car or on the ground, I can choose not to. But is that wise to choose not to participate in something that's going to minimize, maybe not stop, okay? Because we still don't know what's going to stop this thing. But minimize. If you could just minimize it, meaning giving you another day of life, another day to hear your loved ones' voices, another day for them to hear yours, another day for you to look into your pet, your children's eyes, and say, hey, I love you. You see, just by wearing the mask. Think about it. The vice president has it now. Mm-hmm. So, you see, this is one of our leaders, right? That was a co-pilot. You see? Mm-hmm. Think about those things. And is it really not necessary for you not to wear a mask? Rethink that. Is it really not necessary for you to slow down on washing your hands or washing your body? Get in that shower. Get in that tub. Come on.
That's
Mr. Bubbles in the tub and he wants you to come on in. You know, hey, you're not alone. We're all in this together. Not alone at all by a long shot. So please open your eyes. See things as they really are. Right now, we are really in a pandemic. There's so many stores closed, scared to open, desire to do so, not knowing what economy is going to do. The unknown is always the most darkest room of fear. You don't know what the outcome is going to be. You don't know how it's going to be until you're there. You don't know that there's a line of people waiting for you to come and just open your doors.
Mm-hmm.
But, again, even with that, there's only so many can go in at a time. So being patient, you got to be patient. No rushing and running through the traffic and trying to be. I mean, I saw a car today almost tip over on two wheels trying to get between me and another going zigzagging. Come on, people. Please. Slow down. Slow down. Survival is for everyone. Everyone deserves to have that right to drive safely. I'm going to tell you why I say that, too. I'm going to tell you this is my own testimony right now. I'm driving the speed limit. People going around, I don't care, driving the speed limit. Then it got to the point, two different times, I'm the one way in the back. Now I'm looking like a sore thumb. So if the popo did look, oh, you the one I want to give a ticket to because you don't look like you speak, you ain't in the speed. So now my mind's going into second gear going, okay, I'm going to stay in the flow. Well, the flow is going 75, 80. I'm like, the speed limit, y'all, is 10. Can you, it's almost 9 to 10. Come on now. Y'all making me speed, and I don't want to speed. You know? I'm like, I'm scared to follow what I'm supposed to do because now I got to keep up with you. So we all try to stay together. Okay, you know, 70, 72. You know, it's not going to kill you, and they're not going to put you over 72. You still going to get there? What is the hurry? When you rush, guess what? Try to get somewhere. If you're supposed to be there, you're going to get there in due time. But to rush there, it just might throw your blessing away. You might be giving it to somebody else. Or you just
well,
might
it,
miss
creates,
out because
it creates
it,
stress.
It
creates stress when you're rushing
exactly.
to
get
to a place.
It stressed me out to have
you,
to go 80 when
yes.
I wanted to go 70. You know, that was
right,
stressful. Really was
right.
realistically.
It's stressful,
you know?
and that's with anything,
yeah,
Jane.
Exactly.
Angie, I have to tell you, I have several
yeah.
people that I know,
yes.
associates, not all, but a few, and no matter what's going on, they're always
mm-hmm.
late. Okay, they're always late. So
mm-hmm.
to the point that I will say I will meet you there because I do not like
mm-hmm.
to be late. I'll show up 20 minutes, 15 minutes ahead of
Me
time
too.
Because you want to check that. I call it a temperature check. You need to know what you're walking into. So if you're getting yeah. ready to present a workshop or stuff for you, you can't rush mm-hmm. through the door and just rush
Thank
up on
you.
That stage. You can't do that.
Absolutely.
And I
no.
tell them, I said I had a senior trainer, and that senior trainer told me that if you're late everywhere you go, you're already a loser. And I never forgot
mm-hmm.
those words, and that was years back. If you're always late, wherever you go, you're already a loser. And that speaks. Some people think it's great to be fashionably late. So those persons out there that are driving on the streets with, like you say, the animals walking around, people are walking, you know, they're trying to get
Children
some
are
sunshine.
Running.
Children are out. Everybody's in a daze. Our minds aren't cleared up yet. Everybody's still fogged out. Okay, they're trying to exist, but they don't know what's going on. And so we got a lot of stuff on our minds. You don't know what a person has just stepped from. It's a lot of stuff to take into consideration out there. So when you say have the patience and slow down, I'm not out there seeing them. I get out when there's very little traffic, and if it's crazy, then I just
mm-hmm.
don't go. I just turn around and go back home. I won't
right.
get out because it's been a light traffic, but now I see that it's picking up because, you know, these barn
right.
doors are opening up, and everybody is being wild and crazy, not wild, but wild and crazy, stepping out into that sunshine.
People don't know, California time is an hour ahead. You got to be there, too. You got to leave
yeah.
at 12:30 to 1. Okay,
yeah.
no matter traffic or no traffic. California
right.
time, people, if you're new here visiting or stuck here because or whatever, our time is an hour. Find out what time your friends is meeting up. You got to leave an hour before that. That means your shower got to be an hour and a half before that. You
yes.
got to think ahead. And if you
yes.
don't, you got children. I know last minute things happen. We know that, right? Just get there safely. Safe late or safe early. Just either way, just get there with the capital S. So P is really nice. I'm going to wrap it up with this, Linda. And it's practice makes what? Perfect. So we're not saying that backwards. We're not saying perfect makes practice. No, we're going practice. We're going to keep trying. So try and try and keep trying again, because one day you will master it and getting there earlier. Or if you can't and you need to get something, do the relay game. Chop somebody in that's closer that can cut the traffic in half and get what you need delivered or taken, and then work out the differences later. Just work on being safe. Work on making somebody laugh, put a smile on their face. You know, you see somebody, hey, if I can and I got something and I see a homeless person, I drop them some water. I walk by and give them a bottle of water and say, have a good day. You know, just be kind. You just got to do it. If you got to roll it, hey, if I got to roll it to you, I can roll it to you. If I see that you cannot catch or won't be able to grab it, I just drop it off and keep on going. You know,
right.
I'm still wants to find ways to share, care, and give it. Give. Because when you give, given is – when you give is given back. You know, it's like when you always say love, Linda, you know, we have to let love have the last word, the first word.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
there's actually a real, real good read out there. And it's the writer is Common. He got a book titled "Let Love Have the Last Word." If you need a good book to read, it's an easy read. It's not a real big thick book, but it's all about love, and it's all about things that he personally, his point on it, and things that he's gone through, and it's all leading to, coming from, in between. It's all about love. So you know, write your love book. Get you a. I think I mentioned it once before, Linda, you know, get you a book or somewhat and write your notes down about what's going on, to express what's going on right now, and go over with a friend, family member, therapist. Talking is very, very healthy. It's very, very good. So practice makes perfect. And even if it's the word is, don't take it literally. Okay. There's nobody here perfect, okay? Let's just keep that realistically. So we can really read practice makes close to perfect, okay? Close is good, because if it's going to help you get to your next level, the other people who are looking at you, they can get to their next level seeing that you can do it. You know, hey, if he can do it, she can do it, I can do it too. You know,
totally.
So we can dig it, you can dig it, let's all dig it. You know, we can all get into this mental priority of positivity. If you can help someone, yes, you can practice social distancing. Remember your mask, and these masks are going to be with you for the rest of your existence here on Earth. Trust me. Because once something hits the air, how do you think you catch a cold? How do you think you catch the flu? Now think about that for a second or two. So if we catch that like we do, okay, those who catch colds during the wintertime or whenever flu or cold season, you know why they call it a season? Because that's when everybody's sneezing and coughing, going to the next house, just like roaches. The roaches don't have a season, though. I wish they did, but they don't. Roaches will multiply and multiply and multiply endlessly. They're just endless. But so is colds and flu. It's a germ. So, you know, let's practice, continue washing down, wiping down more. Hopefully it will bring down a lot of those other colds and germs out there too, and being more conscientious. Because think about it, if you wear the mask and you got a sniffle in the house, the sniffle's going to stay what? The sniffler. So, you know, hey, we can get a mask, flip that around, mask on you, clean up the sniffles, and then put the mask on the sniffles and give the medicine to the sniffles. The person who's sick, yes, no matter how size, how old you are, wear that mask to help protect the ones in the family. You know, you're coughing and sneezing, guess what? You need to get some medicine and lay down somewhere and go to sleep. Get you some soup, get you some things that you got to do. You got to eat. Eat, sleep, that's good. Eat, sleep, and that's good. Until you feel better. So then you can do better and do some other stuff instead of just laying around being sick. Not saying being sick all the time, because it looks like we got some bellies popping around, so we're going to have some COVID babies, I see. So, obviously, you know, others were finding the creativities, but they want to slow down and be thoughtful and mindful of those things, too. Because of the fact we don't know the future of what this is that's existing, we just know that we're existing while it's existing, and we need to pay attention. And
we don't really know how it's developing or what it is. See, it's hard to fight something and you don't know what you're fighting. And I tell people all the time, I had my friend, I'll share this little story about my little friend before we wrap it up, because you're talking about practice. Yes. Practice makes perfect, and I say practice makes almost perfect. So I have this little friend, and I call this friend TT. TT is alien. TT comes down, and I met TT, and it's like a hypothetical thing, but it'll give you something to think about. So I met TT, and I say, TT, where are you from? So TT said, you know, we were circling around in a spaceship, and we looked down and saw that there were some problems down here. So where I come from, it's all about love. So I got the chosen responsibility to come down here and amongst everybody. And it's a little love here, but it's not a lot of love here. So I said, well, TT, well, what do you think? TT said, you know, well, when this episode broke out, I heard the motors of Scotty ribbing up the spaceship, right? And I screamed up to Scotty to let the ladder down. And Scotty told me that he was going to come back and get me at a later date, because it was too crazy down here and for me not to forget what I was down here to do. So TT is stuck down here with us. And every now and then in my silent moments, I think about T.T. I don't know if T.T. is male or female. I just know T.T. said, I come down here with a mission. So T.T. is stuck down here with us because T.T. stated that, you know, you guys are a world within a world. You know, this is not the full world, the universe. You're in the inner universe. So listening to T.T. and having conversations with T.T., T.T.'s telling me that you're not as smart as you think you are. And I said, well, T.T., when you talk about the mask, I said, you think this is going to be our new designer outfit? T.T. said, I think so. And what you should do is be creative and make your entire suit because you don't know what you're dealing with. And I had to tell T.T., T.T., you know, I'm going to go on and let you go on your next journey because I know you travel around down here. And if you have any information you want to give me, you're perfectly welcome back. But T.T. say Scotty left him. Scotty said, I'll be back. It is just too much. It's just not quite enough love there the way that it has to be. So when you mention math, you mention love, you mention how we have to actually slow down and think, as you was talking, I was thinking about my buddy T.T. And T.T., he visits around, or she visits around, or it visits around. But I have great conversation with T.T., and that's because I am trying to practice to make almost perfect. And when you said nothing is perfect, I use the word almost perfect. And the professor that came on last night, Professor Karen Bird, the life coach, she was very good.
Yes, she was amazing.
She pointed out a lot of things, and she will be having a free workshop. I think it's May 20th. I'm going to post it out that people can go in and sign up. But she's an interesting person. And what really, I told the listeners, what really got me, she said, a life coach is not a therapist. They're not there to fix it for you. It is your responsibility to go in, back to what I mentioned yesterday. It is with our own inner determination, we can make all things happen. So as you mentioned, you know, slow down out there. Think of other people. Think about the children. Think about the animals, you know, and what we're going through. We're all affected by this, you know, and it doesn't say, don't say you can't do anything. When I grew up, that word wasn't allowed in my household, okay?
No,
we could not use that word. It's no such thing.
Unless you wanted to catch a hand or a shoe.
That's right. And when I remember, I had a dear friend to come to my last graduation. It was so funny. And this lady has known me for years, and she's so cool. And she's so eloquent. And she walked up behind me. She said, somebody must have told you you couldn't do it. And I fell out because she knows me. So when you talk about can't, and setting that determination and putting it out here for our young adults. And what you're speaking of this evening, it's for everybody. You know, our babies are out there. They're out there getting ready. Obama will be speaking tomorrow at 8 o'clock, and I can't wait. I'm going to go put on my cap and gown because I cannot wait to hear what he's going to tell these young adults.
And everybody's a graduate, so it's definitely going to touch, or should touch everybody. We're looking for someone, you know, someone to speak. And Michelle Obama and her husband on June 6th is going to be addressing my dear class of 2020.
Okay, that's
what the
June
title.
6th, right?
So look that up, too.
Yes, I cannot wait for it. I'm just excited.
And maybe on Facebook. I'm not sure.
Okay.
You'll come back and follow up on that to give that clarification. But I did look it up the other day, and I do believe that's what it mentioned. I will. And also one thing, too, I wanted to say, you know, I did go to the lab a couple of days ago, and LabCorp is where I went, but you can go to, you know, those labs. And and they have a test that anybody can go. You just pay $10. You know, if you want to call your doctor and wait for that, for them to order a test for you, you can do so. But they don't do the test that that says if you have COVID or not.
Right.
They do the other test, which is the one that I paid for and took, because the money goes to some good too as well. But it's for to see if you have an antibody. Yeah, antibody
right.
in your system. If
well, I'm glad
sick,
you're mentioning
any kind
that.
Of sick. So
I'll write that.
I never did was diagnosed with COVID, but I have been, you know, I told you, Linda, maybe about a month and a half ago, I think it was now, or 2 months.
Right.
I got ill, and it was all kinds of stuff happening. My eyes, my throat, everything.
You were
so
telling me, but you know what, Angie?
Yes.
We got to wrap it up, so we going to bring that in on Monday night to tell us about this test, if you can work that in, because that's some good information that we have to put out there.
I want
you to
done and it,
yes.
Thank you so much for everything.
You
it's
know
nice
what? I love
we,
you and my baby out there. My babies out there, I'm going to take us out with this because this is what they're saying. And they moving on down the line. Angie, you have a wonderful weekend. I will get with you before Monday because I like to have you go in Lent with that testing information because people need to hear that. And I love you to death. And we're going to roll out with this. Have a wonderful weekend, Angie.
All right now.
Things has held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held,